Y94.5. Welcome to another Monday and another edition of Intelligence for Your Workday. I'm John Tesh, and this is Valerie.
Thanks, John. Hope everybody had a great weekend and back at it. Another work week.
Coming up, I have help for anybody about to give up on their New Year's resolution. This will get you motivated instantly. Y94.5, it is Monday, and that typically means Free Movie Monday. Valerie, what are we giving away today?
John, you're not going to believe it. We have got the third season of the Mary Tyler Moore Show on DVD. Used to love that show. Also, a family-sized pizza, compliments of Mellow Mushroom in Inverness Corner. Stay with us. Going to give you a chance here to win just a few minutes on Y94.5, the Rick and Bubba Station. There's Peter Frampton, Baby, I Love Your Way, on Y94.5, Intelligence for Your Workday. It's Valerie with you, along with John Tesh. And John, just a couple of minutes ago, you were talking about helping to keep us on track with our New Year's resolutions.
Here we go, with steps to help you deal with the speed bumps. We got this out of a good magazine, Oprah's O Magazine. First, tread water. If you slip, accept it and stay there for a while. You can move forward later, but the key is to make sure you don't fall back any further. Next, shift gears. Let yourself be inspired by others. Experts say movie therapy comes in handy at this stage, so rent a comeback classic like Rocky, Chariots of Fire, Seabiscuit, something like that. You know my favorite, Gladiator. And finally, when dealing with a setback, stay on the path.
I'm on the path. I think I've only stepped back one time, so I'll keep that resolution. Thanks, John. Hey, coming up in a few minutes, a Free Movie Monday where we're going to give you a chance to win the third season of the Mary Tyler Moore Show and some great food. It's a family-sized pizza from the folks at Mellow Mushroom in Inverness Corners. It's coming up next here on Y94.5.
For 64 years, I couldn't smile.
Y94.5 with Free Movie Monday. Let's give something away, shall we?
Let's do it. Caller number 9 right now, 741-9450. You're going to win on a Free Movie Monday here at Y94.5. It is the third season of the Mary Tyler Moore Show. It's on DVD, so it'll be nice and clear. And you'll have your own family-sized pizza, compliments of Mellow Mushroom and Inverness Corners. Good luck. Number 9 now, 741-9450 from Y94.5.
Y94.5, Valerie, who is our winner during Free Movie Monday?
Let's go to the phones and find out. Hi, you're number 9.
Yay! I'm excited.
I'm excited for you. Who is this?
This is Deanna Tarberville.
Hello, Deanna. What are you doing today?
I am working.
Yeah, what do you do for a living?
I'm a social worker with Southern Care Hospice.
Well, we're so glad you're listening. Thanks for doing that today.
Thank you.
It's a Free Movie Monday. Are you familiar with, you gotta be, the Mary Tyler Moore Show?
Oh, yeah.
Did you watch that?
I love that show. I watched it growing up. It was so good.
It was great. Well, we've got the third season on DVD, so you've got that. And also, you've got a free family-sized pizza, compliments of Mellow Mushroom and Inverness Corners. How about that?
Yay.
Delicious food
great.
Out there. Yeah, well, congratulations and happy Monday. Happy Free Movie Monday. Way to go.
Thank you.
Well, Deanna did it this hour. Give you another opportunity next hour to win. It's Intelligence for Your Workday with John Tesh and Valerie. Here's Lifehouse, You and Me on Y94.5.
What day is it?
Y94.5 with Intelligence for Your Workday. I'm John Tesh.
And I'm Valerie. All right, John. I know we were talking a couple of minutes ago. You've got some ideas. Many of us spend hours and hours in a chair in the office, almost like a potato. Give us some ideas, some steps maybe to help us boost our energy.
First, sitting in one position for long periods of time, it drains you because your body equates the stillness with going to sleep. So get up, walk around every couple of hours. Frequent breaks will help keep your body alert. Next, mild dehydration. Experts say a lack of fluids makes your body tired. Because dehydration lowers your blood volume, which means you don't get as much blood to your brain and your heart has to pump harder. So aim to drink at least 8 cups of water a day. One last thing that's draining your energy, and it is mine right now because I have a problem with this, slouching. When your joints aren't properly aligned, it puts excess strain on your back and hips, making you feel tired and achy. So sit up straight, and you'll be awake and alert in no time.
Welcome back to the Sports Beat with me, Dan Stevens, and we've got Nancy on a car phone.
Dan, I just missed a turn.
In Arkansas, the advertised transaction is a rental purchase transaction.
Y94.5. Hard to believe that a week from Sunday will be Super Bowl Sunday. The Pittsburgh Steelers take on the Seattle Seahawks, and we got a great prize pack for you. If you're going to have a bunch of people at the house, this would be nice to have. A bunch of shirts and koozies and free coupons from Carolina Pride. Visit our website between now and Thursday, February 2nd, and register for your chance to win. It's Y945.com. John, what you got coming up?
Would you rather have somebody working for you who is a pothead or somebody who's addicted to their BlackBerry.
Oh, my word. I'm not sure which is worse. We'll find out what that's about in a minute. Here's Elton John on Y94.5.
This is Intelligence for Your Workday on Y94.5.
And we're glad you're with us. I'm Valerie, along with John Tesh. And a couple of minutes ago, trying to decide what would be worse, to have an employee that is addicted to their BlackBerry or an employee that smokes pot. John?
Apparently, the BlackBerry addict is worse. This comes from a study funded by Hewlett-Packard that we read about in BBC News. Stay with me here. They find that workers who are distracted by what they call infomania, that's emails, text messages, and phone calls, they suffer a fall in their IQ more than twice that of marijuana smokers. The study was carried out by the Institute of Psychiatry. They found that excessive use of technology reduced workers' intelligence. The researchers looked at over 1,000 workers and found that over half of them responded to email immediately, whether the message was urgent or not, and a quarter of those studied would even disrupt a meeting to reply to their email. Dr. Glenn Wilson, who led the research, says all that rampant infomania reduces mental sharpness and focus. It's the equivalent of losing a night's sleep. It reduces your IQ by 10 points, which apparently is more than twice the impact of smoking marijuana. So, bosses, as well as drug testing your employees, you might want to see how long they can go without their BlackBerry, too. Kind of withdrawal that causes. If they start to shake and get the sweats after a few hours, you know they're suffering from infomania.
Hey, it's me, Regis Philbin.
Once, Jim.
Y94.5, thanks for your great response to our new show.
John, you and Valerie sound great together. I love the tidbits from the workday. And the music's great, too. Keep up the good work.
You guys are really fun and informative. Sounds great to hear you both together. I love it.
Y94.5, where we're always family-friendly. And up next, Valerie will let you know what kid-friendly shows are on television tonight, brought to you by Charter Communications on Y94.5.
Steve Winwood and Back in the High Life on Y94.5, Intelligence for Your Workday. I'm Valerie, along with John Tesh. And, of course, always looking out for some very family-friendly shows so you can watch with your kids tonight. And tonight's show is brought to you by Charter Communications. Here we go with the lineup. Princess Bride at 5 o'clock. Fat Albert. I actually saw this when it first came out in the theaters with my nephews. They drug me to the theater to see it, but let me tell you, it is so cute. It's at 6:30 tonight. Then you're going to kind of have to make a choice. The Lion King 1.5 at 7 o'clock. Jimmy Neutron also at 7 o'clock. And then a classic from Little House on the Prairie, which is always great. So thank you to Charter Communications. That's tonight's TV lineup from Y94.5.
It usually takes 7 times to hear a phrase before you remember it, but it ran at
myh57.com.
Y94.5. Well, here it comes, Valentine's Day. And, of course, we're going to hook you up with something very special for that wonderful day. Keith Urban is coming to concert at the Huntsville Von Braun Civic Center. We're going to send a couple up there to see him in concert on Valentine's Day. And you'll also pick up, should you win the tickets, an exclusive spa package at the new Fusion Spa in Soho and a Moonlight on the Mississippi cruise for two to a romantic bed and breakfast. Can't get any better than that. Keep listening for some details on how you could win.
This is no good. Cloudy and rainy on Monday.
It is nasty out there today, John. It looks like it's going to stay rainy and foggy for most of the day, a high around 60. Tonight, cloudy with a low of 39, but tomorrow, much better when you get up with Rick and Bubba in the morning. Partly cloudy skies and an afternoon high of 61. Right now, Birmingham, it's a little drizzly and a little dreary out there and a temperature of 49.
In our musical pantry, the shelves are stocked.
This is the Rick and Bubba Station.
Y94.5.